Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How's it going, everybody? Thank you. Appreciate it. Go Sabres.
What is it about how things just seem to click into a rhythm for you? I'm talking about the two drives after the two takeaways. I mean, you're like 10 for 11 for, I don't know, like the first half, you know, your guy's rhythm was a little compromised, and then all of a sudden just clicks into gear. What is it about those situations that kind of bring out the best?
Yeah, I mean, we knew at halftime we were hurting ourselves early in the first. You know, getting three field goals isn't what we wanted to do down there. We wanted to finish with touchdowns. So, you know, our O-line stepped up. You know, we challenged them, and they answered the bell. So, appreciate what they did for us today. You know, Frank and Motor, they carried the rock well. We made some plays outside, too, and, you know, obviously overthrowing Andre there in the second half. And that's one I wish I had back. But, you know, we made enough plays to win. It was a good team that we played today. They did a really good job, you know, containing what we had on offense. They did a good job moving the ball on offense and keeping the ball on their side. So there's a lot of things to learn from this game, but overall, at the end of the day, we got the job done, and now we're on to next week.
Looks like you were rotating their corners defensively, just bringing guys in, cycling through, and John was winning a lot, especially against one of your former teammates at the end of the first half. Did you guys talk about that at halftime, and then it looked like that matchup showed itself on the touchdown pass, and you know, chance to exploit that?
Yeah, I got a lot of trust in John and what he does, you know, just because of how hard he works, the results that he has in the game. You know, he's a guy that it's going to go work and get open for you. So, you know, I'm proud of the way he played today, and, you know, that he had trust in me for just continuing to run his routes, and I was going to find him. And like I said, it wouldn't have happened without our front five, though. They played a heck of a game.
Did you find yourself feeling any sense of frustration either within the first half or come halftime, you know, crowds bullying the team and so forth, not necessarily anything all of you or whatever, but collectively, how did you personally, though, feel about your first half?
Yeah, listen, we knew we weren't playing up to our standard. Coach preaches the type of standard that we play to, and we knew in that first half that wasn't it, that wasn't us. So, you know, our fans, they deserve better. They deserve us to come out and play how we're supposed to play. And, you know, I can't credit, you know, Miami's defense enough and their team for what they did today. But, you know, when we play to our standard, we trust each other. We play complementary football. That's usually going to produce good results, and that's what we weren't doing that in the first half.
Josh, to that end, maybe take us through that sequence where after Trey comes up with the interception, you guys put together a 98-yard drive. What kicked in there and enabled you to drive all
day? Well, I mean, just for Trey to make that play, we needed that play, and it was a big play for us. Obviously, you saw it, and to be able to convert that in, you know, 98 yards, that was a big boost for us, you know, mentally and emotionally. And we knew that once we got that ball in the end zone, that we started playing how we're supposed to play. Complementary football, our defense was taking care of business. Offense, we were taking care of the football, you know, making sure that we were having good field position in the second half. And like I said, when you usually play how you're supposed to play, good things happen.
Talk about the emotion after your two-point play of whipping the ball.
It was just, you know, one of those moments where I got up and a lot of stuff going through me, and those fans in the top row, they were yelling pretty loud, so I just wanted to throw them a souvenir.
When you look at your game through, I guess this was the start 17, career-wise, and point totals, it would seem like at some point you're going to need games. Today was one where you got into, you know, you got beyond the 20s, but high 20s, 30s are going to be necessary. Do you have enough confidence that you and this offense can get to those places when you have to? Even, I know the complimentary football thing, but there are going to be those games too where more is needed.
Yeah, you know, the whole goal of what we try to do is score more than them. When a game dictates that we got to score a lot, that's when we're going to try to, you know, put the ball in the end zone more, maybe take some more risks, but with how well our defense is playing, how well we're coached, just honestly taking care of the football is the main priority for us on offense. You know, making sure that we have good field position And then when our opportunity arises, if we get a turnover, if we're moving the ball, that we got to convert in the red zone. So we understand that. We're trying to play to our strengths. You know, we're being very well coached by the staff that we have here, and I appreciate every single one of them, what they do. And we're just going to continue to try to get better for next week.
Josh, Coach, when he came in here, talked about the first half not being to the team standard. You referenced it earlier in your comments. Specifically, maybe from an offensive standpoint in your game in particular, what didn't measure up?
I mean, just not converting, you know, not getting the ball where it needed to be. Obviously, three field goals, it's good that we're getting points, but we want to turn those into touchdowns no matter how we do it. So we just got to go out there. We got to execute better, convert on third down, move the ball. Like I said, our defense came out in the second half and played lights out, and we found a rhythm on offense, and that's all that mattered.
Could you allow yourself, when you're worried about so many other things on your own end, to appreciate what a 36-year-old 15-year veteran quarterback might have played his last game, at least in this stadium, was doing on the other side?
Yeah, I've gotten to know Fitz over the last couple of years and got to hang around, spend some time with him. And, you know, he's just a hats-off guy. Off the field, he's fantastic, easy to talk to. He knows a lot about football. And going back to 2 years ago, I actually got the chance to meet him at the Masters before I got drafted, and he called it. He said, "You're going to Buffalo." And if, like, obviously he had been there before, and he's like, "If you need any suggestions or advice or anything, please let me know." And that's just the type of guy he is. So for him to come out and play the way he did today, moving the ball, making some loose plays and just slinging the rock, it was cool to see, especially with the type of relationship that we have.
Anything stick with you from an advice standpoint?
I'll keep some of the stuff to myself, but I really appreciate what he's done for me. Obviously, we haven't spent a whole bunch of time together, but he's one of the good ones.
In your second year, you remember how it was as a rookie doing stuff for the first time, your first touchdown, your first completion. How exciting do you think it is for Ed Oliver to kind of get that weight off his shoulders and get his first career sack in this game today?
You know, I know he's not the type of guy that cares about the stats and he wants to do his job, but whenever, D tackles aren't usually the ones getting the sacks. It's usually the guys that are rushing on the end. So, he's a young guy that's still learning. He's got a lot of juice to him, a lot of energy. He's going to be really good in this league for a long time. And I appreciate, how hard he works. And I know everybody on the team loves having him here. He's going to be a good one for a long time. And we're just lucky to have him.
Circling back to the long drive, how much was it a confidence booster for the offense? And also, to get a defense rest, because they just came off of, defending a 10-minute drive.
Yeah. Obviously, it was really big for us, and got to score there and kind of change the scoreboard. There was a pretty big swing there from almost giving up a touchdown to going the other way and scoring a touchdown on our end. So to understand that type of situation, how the flow of the game was going, it's exactly what we needed, and Trey made a play. I just love the game of football. I feel comfortable. I try to feel comfortable at all times. Obviously, there's certain situations, nerves in the first, and just trying to get through all that. And I just try to stay as calm as possible. Once I settle in and trust the guys around me, good things tend to happen.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, guys.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.